Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
And welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women worldwide and the second most common cancer overall, with more than 2 million women diagnosed every year. Now, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation reports that breast cancer now represents one quarter of all cancers in women. And since 2008, this is a bit shocking, worldwide breast cancer has increased by more than 20%. Now, today we're talking to a woman who battled a recurrence of breast cancer, but in January of this year, her scan showed no signs of the disease. And joining us from Alberta, Canada, to tell her story is Ashley Williams. Ashley, thanks very much for being here and telling your story.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited and a little bit nervous, but mainly excited.
Ashley, we're delighted to have you on, and you're such a win, and with a triple positive. Triple positive diagnosis is amazing.
Ashley, tell us about the day this past January when you had your CT scan and were told there was no sign of the disease. Take us through that.
Well, I mean, just to rewind a little bit, I'd had a PET scan done in November of this past year that had given me almost clear. I had to push for a CT scan in January, end of January of this year, just to re-clarify, to give me more confidence moving forward. And that's when it came back as the all clear. So I knew I was moving in the right direction when I had that scan in November, but it definitely like set a whole different tone when I had that late January scan. It's a feeling of just relief, I guess, from the disease.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. It must have been a sense of relief that finally you've conquered this. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, in September of 2017, you were originally diagnosed with triple positive breast cancer, as Corey mentioned. Now, that tends to grow fast and is difficult to treat. Tell us about some of the issues and concerns you were having prior to being diagnosed.
Just to take it back and give sort of a little bit of a background, I was originally diagnosed in September of 2017. I had found a lump at about 37, 38 weeks pregnant with my second son. I didn't think too much of it at the time, but of course, just because I was, you know, heading into breastfeeding my second baby and whatnot. But when the diagnosis came in September of 2017, it was paralyzing for myself and my husband. We did a lumpectomy in October of 2017. So I had a 6-week-old and a 2.5-year-old. And we did the lumpectomy and they told me that I was quote unquote cancer-free. But they still wanted to proceed with chemotherapy, radiation, tamoxifen, the whole gamut. I didn't take that lightly and I did my research and that's when I decided to push forward with the medical marijuana avenue and reached out to Corey at that point. And from there, I changed everything. My husband and I changed everything in our home from the chemicals we used in our cleaning agents to pots and pans to our water filtration system to I went vegan. And then I was doing vitamin C intravenouses and as well as the medical marijuana. At that point, I was doing a 1-to-1 ratio of THC and CBD.
So, now, when you were diagnosed in 2017, were you pregnant or did you just have your child?
I just had him. He was 4 weeks old when I was given the diagnosis.
Four weeks old.
Wow, that must have been so horrifying to get a diagnosis like that and have these two young children.
To be honest with you, I think I went into a fight or flight mode and I think it's now looking back on it almost 4 years later, it's a bit of a blur. And I definitely feel like I'm navigating some of the PTSD from that, as well as this past year with the reoccurrence. But yeah, it just, you know, it sends you into a tailspin, and you kind of just have to do whatever it takes to stay alive.
Yeah, you do what you have to do, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so you had no chemo or radiation then when they suggested it. You said no to that and just went with the cannabis?
Yeah, so I made the decision in late November of that year and decided that it was not for me, the chemotherapy, the radiation, and the tamoxifen. And since then, I mean, 4 years later, and I don't think it'll be a thing that I would ever go that route. It doesn't resonate with me at all. The cannabis is definitely where I'm at and what feels organically good for me. So no, I did not do any. I have never done chemotherapy or radiation.
Okay, so they do the lumpectomy, but they say you're all clear now because they've done this lumpectomy, and then you do the 1-to-1 ratio, and that's what you were on.
Yeah, so I did the 1-to-1 ratio, and I didn't, but I wasn't doing a full gram at that point because they'd given me the all clear. So I was doing about, I would say, 5 grams in a month span at that point.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I was doing. And then fast forward to 2019 when I was re-diagnosed, same breast, same situation. That was, again, September of 2019. I was re-diagnosed with reoccurrence. We did a full right breast mastectomy in November of 2019, at which point they removed 6 tumors from my right breast. And I mean, I'm not a busty girl, so it was to think that there were 6 tumors in there was quite shocking. Again, they wanted to push for the chemotherapy, the radiation, and the tamoxifen. And I mean, it was staying true to myself and what felt organically good for me. So I pushed through and still did the 1-to-1 THC, CBD, and I was doing about 0.75 grams at that point last November, into the new year of 2020. And then in June of last year, I had a CT scan and they were showing some lymph nodes that were, lighting up, and they ended up doing a lymph node dissection in last July, and we removed 16 lymph nodes from under my armpit, and 12 of them came back cancerous. And that's when I contacted Corey and was ready to go full tilt into the cannabis side of things. And that's when I switched from the 1-to-1 ratio and did 1 gram a day, full THC spectrum I committed to 4 months of that.
Right. Now, refresh my memory here, Ash. Yep. Did you do, at that stage in the game, did you do CBD on the side? But no, just yeah. Not together. Yeah. Important, I think, to mention, because although we don't get a lot of triple positives, we've had 3 wins recently, and it was all with THC apart from the CBD with at least 2 hours in between. So that's what I'm doing at this stage. Okay.
And that's sort of what I'm doing. Yeah. I take my CBD definitely apart from it. Just because I want to couple it up with the THC, but not at such a, not together.
Yeah.
And when I decided to do that route, it last late July, early August, Corey, you and I discussed, and I was doing it both orally and via suppository, just because the oral is it's a stone. It's very intense, and I have 2 young kids, and it's not something that it was easy to navigate. So I was trying to do it from all angles. And I was rubbing it on topically as well, because I had a couple little spots in my neck that we were concerned about. Mm-hmm. So then September of last year, like 2020, I was keeping on with ultrasounds and whatnot, just to see if we were where we were at, because when I've walked away from the chemotherapy and decided to go this route, I wanted to make sure that I was staying on top of diagnosis, scans and whatnot, just so that I'm know where I'm at for 4 months, because that's a long time to leave things. And things were coming back shrinking. Things were shrinking consistently, and it was really heartwarming and gave me confidence.
And I'm sure encouragement as well.
Yeah, it did. It gave me some peace of mind to sleep at night, knowing that I was going in the right direction versus the wrong direction. So, and then fast forward to that November 20th scan of in 2019, or this last year, 2020, yeah, it came back 95% clear. And I mean, it kind of makes me emotional even thinking about it.
Oh, that's
fine. Because it's a big deal, you know.
It's a huge deal on so many levels. I mean, cancer itself, if anybody hasn't lived with cancer, they don't even know what it's like, because it's always there, this black cloud that follows you. But for you to be a young mom and to have, of all the breast cancers, the triple positive, I would say with my experience, the triple positives are the most challenging. And I think even in the allopathic medicine world, they're difficult. So for you to accomplish what you've accomplished with no chemo or radiation, I mean, I get choked up thinking about it.
Corey, I want to ask you a question about just a few moments ago. You talked about the separation of CBD and THC. Is that only unique to triple positive?
Yeah. With the breasts, the triple negs seem to do really well with high THC. The hormone-driven ones are a crapshoot, but we generally tend to go one-to-one with those, particularly if the woman has had chemo. But with these triple positives, what seems to work the best is them separated for whatever reason.
Hmm. Now, Ashley, go ahead.
I think there's some question as to whether or not, if in fact I do know, it's not a question, it is true, that when you have CBD in any decent quantity or strength along with THC, it can push, I know Bob Melamed said it can push the THC over to the CB1 receptor instead of the CB2. And generally THC targets the CB1 receptor. That's how it gets in and kills cancer. So.
Now, Ashley, when you were diagnosed with a reoccurrence, did you waver at all as a result of this new diagnosis with respect to the policy that you were following? What I'm trying to say is, did you have any doubts that maybe I'm not doing the right thing?
I mean, yes and no, in all honesty. If I flash back to the November, late October of 2019, when I was leading into that mastectomy surgery, I had pushed forward with full THC, the one-to-one ratio at about three quarters of a gram a day I was doing for about 3 weeks leading into that surgery. And I did have a scan about a week and a half before my mastectomy to see if things had shrunk. And looking at it now, they hadn't shrunk. They'd actually increased a little bit. But I would look at it now and think that they were actually working on dying off, and was appearing like they were growing, when in fact I think they were actually dying off.
Go ahead.
Do you think I'm correct, Corey? Like, is that
yes,
fair?
Yes, I do. That's what I was just going to say. I think you're correct. Often, as tumors are dying, they tend to die from the inside out, and we'll see them change shape and size and appear to be getting bigger when indeed they're actually dying.
Hmm. And to further that, because it was in my breast, again, going back to the fact that if you've never had cancer, it becomes all consuming. So I would touch these tumors in my breast, and I felt like they were changing shape and size. And I did, in my heart, feel like they were shrinking and doing, the cannabis was doing what it needed to be done. But then I had the fear that it wasn't working. So that's why I pushed through with the mastectomy. I don't know if I would do things differently, because I can't live in that fashion. But at the same time, I do believe that they were shrinking at that point. I think I could have tackled it then without losing a breast. So,
right.
Yeah.
How was your husband through all of this?
Oh, my husband is fantastic. He's a science guy. So when I first made the decision to go sort of against the chemotherapy and radiation, I mean, he's always been supportive, and he's always, you know, I've done my research and he's always going to have my back. Mm-hmm. But in the last couple years, he swayed. I don't think he would ever do the chemotherapy either, and he would definitely navigate the marijuana route. I know that he's proud of me. And he's super supportive in every in everything that we've navigated. I mean, it's been challenging for us. It's been very, very stressful.
Yeah, and all consuming, because it consumes, it totally consumes your life. It takes over your life.
Yeah, it's everything. And then, I mean, of course, I don't want to, with COVID, this last year hasn't been great either. And I know that it's for everybody, but yeah, it's been a challenge navigating through during this time as well. But I feel like I'm coming into a light. I feel like the cloud is lifting over my head and I'm able to feel the beautiful things about life again. And when I think when you face death in that fashion, you can find the joy in the day-to-day things and again.
Simple things. You have a newfound appreciation for the simplest of events.
The most simplest of things I do. I find the joy and the beauty in the things that I just never had before.
And the things people complain about, you think, oh my God.
Oh my goodness is right. You have no idea. But it's also made me more gentle with people too, realizing that everybody does have a story and we just never know what people are dealing with in their own personal lives. Like, you know, because I don't think you would ever look at me and think that I've been dealing with cancer, you know? So I think it just has taught me to be less judgmental and more accepting of what the world holds.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think one of the things that is revelatory for you is the fact that you have faced death. And you had a four-week-old. And how old was the other child?
Two and a half.
And the thought that you may never see them grow up. I mean, that really is an emotional struggle within you. And you've got to do whatever you can to survive.
And to make it, just to make it so that my kids aren't feeling it either, but I've had to separate, you know, when I can feel the cancer stuff versus when I have to be a mom. And that's a very tough navigating tool because they don't understand either. Like my kids, truly, you can't explain to a 3 and a 6 month old or whatever, mm-hmm. what's going on. So as time has gone on, I think my oldest is now 6 and my youngest is going to be 4 come this August. They know that mommy is a warrior and they know that mommy only has one boobie because it was sick and we talk mm-hmm. about things. So they're going to know the strength that it's taken to get here. Because it's been a fight. It's been a real fight.
It has. Ashley, how, when you first started this process and you went through the dietary changes, how did that impact you?
So I started seeing a naturopath and we discussed about me going vegan just because I needed to eliminate any outside hormones because obviously with the triple positive, you're overproducing in a hormone situation. So I needed to get rid of any outside hormones that weren't my own. So it was a bit of a navigational tool at the beginning, but now now I prefer vegan. I don't miss the meat. Sometimes I miss cheese and I'll give in every so often, but, you know, again, it was one of those things where when I made the decision to go against the mainstream of the chemotherapy and the radiation, I made the decision that this was going to be a life-changing thing for me too. So
your whole family vegan?
My husband's about 90% vegan. If he gets the opportunity to eat meat, he will. At a restaurant or at a friend's house or whatever. But yeah, typically we do eat pretty vegan and pretty clean. I juice quite regularly. Smoothies. We try and just eat, non-processed foods and keep it as clean as possible.
And you feel better.
I feel great. And honestly, I think that's the other thing too, that's the misconception is for me personally is because I've never done the chemotherapy route. Sometimes I felt like I'm not a cancer survivor or a cancer warrior because I didn't lose my hair and I didn't get sick because if I'm honest, I've never felt a day of sickness. I run 5K 5 times a week. I work out. I've never felt sick. I've never felt the feeling of being sick from cancer. So, that's different, I guess, because I didn't do the chemo route.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah. You run 5K 5 days a week?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to.
Wow.
That's for my mental. That's for my mental mind. I'm pretty active, and I was pretty active pre this cancer stuff. So for me, the running and the working out is for the physical, yes, and for my health, but it's for my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Is I would say the number one. It's a release for me, and it's an escape.
Actually, prior to your diagnosis and your dietary changes, were you consuming a lot of sugar?
That's a loaded question.
Good one.
Sugar is my kryptonite. But I wouldn't say that it was like in excess. I like my chocolate and I like things and I would give in every so often. But again, it's not something that I was sitting on the couch eating candy after candy or anything mm-hmm. like that. So that's a tough question to answer. I don't feel like it was in excess. But maybe it was more than it should have been, and that triggered it. So I'm not too sure.
Yeah, everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when
it's still my hardest thing to stay away from now. Like I said, I can get like cheese. I miss sometimes, but it's the sugar that I do crave. I do have to mentally walk away from that quite often, and that's a challenge. You know, it can be hard.
I think I read somewhere that somebody said trying to get off sugar is more difficult than trying to get off heroin. Because it's in all of our foods.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
That's mm-hmm. right. Now, when you...
Like from everything to has sugar in it.
Right. Yeah. And people still eat a lot of packaged foods, which...
Yeah.
Loaded with sugar. Now, when you first started taking the cannabis, mm-hmm. were you a cannabis consumer prior?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I prefer marijuana to alcohol and always have. I've been using marijuana at a leisurely level for the better part of 20 years, since I, was a teenager. I would go through spurts in my life. I didn't smoke or use it recreationally when I was pregnant with either of my children. But I like marijuana. I think it's a plant given to us by Mother Nature, and I think it's beautiful. So yes, I'm a marijuana user.
Ashley, did you ever think that you might not win this battle?
Corey, that's a good question. There's been some dark nights. I know you've gone through it, and you've cured yourself too. And you know the nights can be the hardest. Yeah, there was some times that I didn't think I was going to. But I was more fearful of the chemotherapy than I ever have been of the cancer itself.
Amen.
And I literally knew, and I believe so wholeheartedly in the marijuana, that I know it's beautiful and it can do wonders. So I just tried to always keep my faith there.
Well, I think we'll just call you Wonder Woman, because what you've achieved is just incredible.
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic, actually. I mean, you have two young kids you have to deal with. You have breast cancer, you have surgery, you have, and I just think you should be extremely proud of yourself and what you've accomplished over the last few years.
Thank you. I'm finding the proud in myself. But thank you for that. I really appreciate that. It's been a journey, and it's been a fight, and it's been very private. I haven't broadcasted it much, because it's also one of those things too, where I think when you go against the norm, it's difficult for people to hear that you're not going to do the chemotherapy. So in that battle too, I was trying to keep it, this is my journey, nobody else's. And yet outside opinions can be very influencing. So this has been very private. This is my first time that I've really openly spoken about it.
Did you have any pressures from other family members to take the chemo and radiation?
Yes. So my mom and my dad, would both preferred me to take the chemo. I think that's obviously switched. Really quickly, my dad's now currently dealing with bladder cancer, going the chemotherapy route, just as of, he's actually starting round two next week. So that, I think the chemotherapy route was hard for them to swallow, but because I've been so convicted in my, in how firmly I've been around this, I think that's been something that they've had to navigate too. But yeah, and my sisters have been supportive. My husband's been the most supportive of everybody. And I've got a couple girlfriends that, you know, that get it as well, and that I can turn to. But I would say in this last time around, I would say that most people wanted me to do the chemotherapy route because it was something that they saw me struggling.
Yeah. So. With respect to your father's bladder cancer, we have done an interview with a gentleman in Wales who had bladder cancer, and he was told as a result of recurrent formations of the cancer on his bladder, they had to keep operating, and the skin within his bladder, the membrane was too thin, and they said, well, we're going to have to take out your bladder, and we'll give you a pig's bladder, or we'll give you a bag, and in no uncertain words, he told them where to go. And he started growing his own cannabis and making his own oil, and with the help of others. And recently, he was also declared to be free of cancer.
Like, literally gives me goosebumps. I was in Kelowna, because that's where my dad lives, in February, actually. And my husband and I, you know, we chit-chatted with my dad about where he wanted to go and if he was willing to go the cannabis route. And I think that's what it boils down to, is it's so personal for everybody. But I wanted to give him the notion that it is his choice and that he can do whatever he so desires. But I think that's, his belief is the chemotherapy. So I've had to navigate that from a different angle now, that I'm not the cancer patient and that I'm trying to support my father through the chemo. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. But I believe in the plant so much that it gives me goosebumps about that gentleman, because I know that my dad's probably looking down the gauntlet of the bladder removal after the chemotherapy. And I have no words.
So yeah. you not only have dealt with your own issues, now you have to go through a family issue with your father.
Yeah, that's been another, you know, emotional part too, just because it's on the heels of me coming out of this too.
And so you just got the news that you were clear, and then this thing with your dad. I mean, that actually, Ashley was going to do an interview weeks ago with us, but that's why she couldn't, Ian, was because she had to go and see her dad.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a personal choice.
And that's exactly it. It's a personal choice. And to be honest with you, like I'm the PTSD from this is a real thing too. Like I'm not navigating this without help. I've got two counselors that I see on a regular basis that are helping me pull myself back into a good frame of mind and navigating all of this, because the trauma is real. The trauma is very real. And I can see where you can permanently change from this. And I don't want cancer to be a definition of who I am. It's a part of my story, but I want to rise up and be more.
Ashley, just before I forget to mention, sorry to interrupt here, but there is a strain of cannabis out there that is excellent for PTSD. And we actually interviewed a woman quite some time ago who had been kidnapped in the whole nine yards and had horrific PTSD and was managing it with cannabis. And I mentioned this particular strain to her, and she wrote me later and said what a difference it made, even though she was getting relief prior to that with cannabis. She found she got even more relief. So the name of the strain is Golden Goat.
Golden Goat. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
I know it's available from back. I know back east there's some, so I'm sure you'd be able to source something.
I was just going to say, I'll definitely do some research there, because I think that's the thing too, right? Like I've noticed that anxiety is higher. within myself. And I've never been one to navigate anxiety, but I think these are just things that I have to navigate and deal with as a result of going through all the trauma that I've been through.
Yeah, I think it's important. And you know, the other thing that as a cancer survivor you face is always wondering if it's going to come back. Mm-hmm, it's always kind of there. It's always in your brain.
Yeah, I have my next oncology appointment. And see, this is the thing, too, is I have a great oncologist who's helped me navigate this. And I've been very forthcoming with her about the route that I've chosen to go. I haven't lied. I haven't said anything. She's showing more interest in the cannabis route all of a sudden because the tests are coming back shrinking and gone. And so she's showing it. I do have my next appointment with her in April, at which point, again, like I do, I don't want to say become obsessive with scans, but at some, you know, you just need to stay on top of it, I think, for the first little bit to give yourself more confidence that this isn't going to come back. Because you just never know what your little cells are doing in your body. Like, I can't check in on them, right? I can't check in on them. I have to have faith that this is, that I've chosen the right route.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should be extremely proud of what you've accomplished thus far. And just relax. Have the golden goat. Corey named it. Corey named it after me. is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion, Ashley?
If I'm being very honest, Corey, I have so much gratitude for you. These last 4 years, you've helped me through every step. Every step you've been there to talk to email with, to get me in contact with various sources, to seek the marijuana. And I couldn't have done it without you. So I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you.
Grateful for you.
You're making me cry. I'm glad we're not only doing audio.
Yeah, me too.
Ashley, I'm so proud of you and what you've accomplished. Honest to God, you rock.
Thanks, guys. I just honestly, if it just can reach one person and it gives them the faith to go in this direction, it's a beautiful plant, and I really do believe in it. I really, really do.
Ashley, you're amazing. Thanks for this.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. I'm crying as well, and I'm so appreciative of everything. So thank you very much for having me on.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Ashley, for taking the time to share your story. And believe me, it will make a difference to more than one woman. Absolutely, can guarantee it.
Sending much love to you guys, and thank you so, so much.
Thanks, okay. Ashley.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Just an incredible story by Ashley. And Steve Jobs once said, the most powerful person in the world is the storyteller. And I think the reason for that is that facts do little to persuade people. You can tell them all the facts in the world, but you're not going to persuade them. But stories create feelings, and feelings move people. And that's our aim at Cannabis Health Radio, is to have people tell their stories, and based on that, you, the listener, make the decision about the use of cannabis in its many forms. And if you'd like to tell your story about the medical use of cannabis and what it's done for you, then go to our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and tell us about it. And as we usually do at the end of the podcast, if you'd like to support Cannabis Health Radio and help get our message out, which you can do, then become a one-time one-time donor, or a monthly donor to assist us in spreading the word. Simply go to cannabishealthradio.com, click on the icon that says support us. And we thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you.